The reunion of aid agencies for the Oriental Church, or ROACO, began its summer gathering today with a meeting of its steering committee. The body unites funding agencies from various countries around the world for the sake of providing assistance in different areas of life, from worship buildings to social and health care facilities. ROACO's secretary, Father Leon Lemons, spoke with us about the main themes for the meeting, which runs until the 24th of June.
Of course, as His Beatitude Fortuil will be present, we will speak at length about the situation of the Christians in the Holy Land. And Holy Land is Jordan, is Israel, is Palestine. Of course, we will do it from the perspective of the Latin Patriarchate of Jerusalem. And of course, this is also a very excellent moment to do this some weeks after this splendid visit of our Holiness Pope Benedict XVI to the Holy Land. And during this visit, the Pope has shown his great attention and esteem for the presence of the Christians in the Holy Land and in the Middle East as a whole. And he has been very outspoken in his worry about the ongoing immigration of Christians from these regions to other parts of the world. And this immigration, of course, is weakening the strength of the witness of our communities in this area. There is a second item which will be on the agenda of this ROACO. It's a more smaller item. It is the situation and the life of the Catholic Church in Bulgaria. It's, of course, a very tiny reality. We are speaking about maybe 80,000 Catholics. That means 1% of the population. But the universal love of the Church of Rome does not forget the small Catholic community spread over the world. And the Bulgarian Catholic Church is one of them. And I'm sure that they are quite happy that this session of the ROACO takes time to listen to them, to be informed about their life and their problems, and that the ROACO is ready to give its assistance to this small community to overcome their difficulties.